So we have all the scans in here. So I'm going to show you first is the retina photograph. So we're going to look at your right eye here. And this is before I'm looking inside your eye. So I have no idea what the inside looks like, except we're going to zoom in here on the photograph. We have this little yellow guy right here, which is called your optic nerve head. You can see this pink tissue right here. That's the perfusion from the blood. We're supposed to have that there. It means that we have good blood flow to the optic nerve. This right here is the cupping, and that looks normal as well. It has a little bit of a yellow hue, and that's totally normal. We expect to see that. We're now looking at your blood vessels here, which look like they're in pretty good condition. We're going to zoom in. These darker colored ones here are called the retinal veins. They take blood from the eye and bring it back to the heart. The thinner ones here are called the arteries. They're a little bit lighter colored. They take the blood from the heart and bring it back to the eyes. What I do when I look inside the eyes, I'm looking for any crossing changes, which I'm not seeing, any bleeding, any nicking where the vessels get a little bit thinner, and we're not seeing that in the back of your eyes here. Same thing here. We kind of look down here on the inferior arcade. These veins look nice and healthy here. These arteries also look nice and healthy. Now we go to the center part of your vision here. This is the macula. This is where you get your 20/20 vision right here. It has the blood supply from the arteries here, and there's actually another blood supply further back into the eye where it gets it, and I'll kind of show you that on the OCT scan. It's supposed to have this little bit of a pink hue here, looking good. This is just looks like it's a flash from the camera here, because obviously when you take a camera picture or a photograph with a camera, you get a flash of the eyes, and that's kind of where it's at. Coming over to the other eye, same story. The blood vessels look nice and healthy here. There are those veins again. The arteries look good. Coming down here, again, the arteries look good. It looks like we captured like a shadow of a floater right here. I'll investigate that in just a second when I look inside your eyes. The macula again looks healthy here, and there's that optic nerve again, and even better yet, we can kind of prove to that point where you have that perfusion to the tissue of the optic nerve, where it's getting all that blood supply it needs, and right here the center where there's the cupping. Now when we talk about cupping, what I'm actually really meaning here is that I bring up the OCT scan here of the optic nerve. It takes a few seconds, it's a computer, we didn't feed it this morning. So when we look at it, you can kind of see how there's this line here and here. That's actually where it cups down, and we expect to see that, and it's nice and healthy. And as we kind of roll through, everything looks healthy. We can kind of see a little bit of a floater there, looking great there on the optic nerve. This guy right here, if I do my overlying grids here, I'll do an RNFL 12. So what this does is this little green mark here is actually being measured here for the thickness, and this is one of the things we use to help monitor glaucoma. So typically we start having issues if we start seeing these colors start going yellow or red or start seeing an enlarged optic nerve head, which is not the case for you. Yours looks nice and healthy. You have 158 microns here and 143 microns there, all looking nice and healthy. Nothing to worry about there on this eye. Going over to your left eye again. Again, we're looking at that optic nerve head again where it has that dip down, and that's that actual yellow color you're seeing down here and the perfusion you're seeing here and here. Again, that looks nice and healthy. Everything's green and good to go. Nothing to worry about. The next scan we did was an OCT of the macula, just to kind of show you how this went for educational purposes. So this one's one of my favorite ones to look at. And we're going to zoom through. So remember I told you there's that two blood supply to the macula where you have the vessels that are overlying here, which you can't see in the scan. It also gets blood supply here from the choroid. So all of these nerve fiber layers, the photoreceptors, the bipolar cells, the ganglion cells, all get their blood supply from those two sources. And as we scroll through, we can actually see the different layers of the eye here, and it's all looking healthy. Now, if you have macular degeneration or something similar, I'll show you what that looks like. You don't have it. This looks like a healthy macula to me in the right eye. Going over to your left eye, similarly, it also looks nice and healthy. They're not seeing any irregularity. You're supposed to have this little dip there. That's where that red spot looked like in the macula when we were over here on this photograph. That's where that dip is at. Now, say if we go into look like what glaucoma would look like, what it looks like and how it can appear and what's important to look for. So like say we're looking here at this eye, this is what diabetic retinopathy can look like, where you're seeing the bleeding back here, you're seeing the exudates from the bleeding, you're seeing where the optic nerve has extra bleeding going on here. This is not what your eye looks like, but that's what it can look like. And there's some more other photographs right here again, same thing. Actually, this is where they do that laser treatment where you can see all these white dots, or where they do laser treatment to prevent the spread of the diabetes throughout the eye. And then if we look at, we'll just say hypertensive retinopathy, because that typically happens with older gentlemen that go past like their 30s and 40s, we start seeing changes. And again, we'll see like the worst case scenario right here, where you have these exudates, you're seeing this bleeding, the veins look like they're being torturous, you're seeing the actual optic nerve that's swollen here. Again, this isn't your eye, but this is what can happen if you have high blood pressure that's not checked, and we see changes actually in the back of the eye. And again, I guess the next one everyone worries about is glaucoma. So I'll show you what a glaucoma OCT looks like here. So for instance, they do, this is a different kind of a printout from what I have here in the office. And this is of a patient who obviously has it. I'm just going to zoom it in if I can for you. You can kind of see where it's showing that red here. And you can kind of see how they're talking about everything there being red and everything else going. And if we go back to another OCT of a age-related macular degeneration, we just had that a few months ago. So remember how nice and smooth your OCT looked on your macula? This is kind of what it looks like with someone who's age-related macular degeneration. You see all of these bumps right here from the drusen from the age-related macular degeneration? There can also be bleeding that happens back here. Luckily for you, based on the photographs and the OCT, we're not seeing that today. As much as I like technology, as informative as it is, I like to look in the back of the eye just to investigate things for myself. Also, I watched Terminator as a kid, and I sometimes don't trust the machines. Let's get y'all taken care of.